St. Isidore of Seville,
pray for us. St. Lazarus, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Please be seated. This morning's Mass is the Mass of the Ferial Day, the Friday of the fourth week in Lent, with the commemoration of today's Saint, Isidore of Seville. In the Gospel, Father reads today, Jesus cometh to the sepulchre, a stone was laid over it. Jesus saith, take away the stone. They therefore took the stone away, and presently he that was dead came forth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday and today, children, we have student saints. Remember yesterday we had St. Richard of a town in England called Chichester, where he was the bishop. And when he was a young man, he was one of those young men who was a student for many, many years. And you might say that in a sense he used his studies as a way from getting away from temptation. Because the only thing that in life that matters is not to sin. And so when he saw there was a fight brewing about property and who'd get the farm from his folks, and when he saw that his family wanted to pressure him to get married, but our Lord didn't want him to because later on he would become a priest, well, then he left. He went to the University of Oxford. And there he was very, very poor, but he loved to study. He was a happy student. And he was so poor that they couldn't afford fire and heat in their room, because that would be to buy firewood, right, or charcoal, something like that. They couldn't afford that. And so what the students would do when it got very cold in the winter and they had no heating at all would be to go out and run. So he would jog around the town to warm himself up. That was the only thing he could afford. He had a number of roommates in the same room, and they were all sharing it because they were very poor. And amongst them, they only had one gown. Still today, when you go to classes at Oxford, you have to wear a gown. It looks like a graduation gown, which is a version of a cassock, actually. And they would share the gown. Whoever had a class next, he would pass the gown on to that person because he couldn't afford to buy any more. He would use school to avoid some bad situations in life. The saint that we had today, you might say he got started on being one of the greatest minds of history and a very great saint, because one day he decided to avoid school. Do you remember the story of St. Isidore of Seville and how he ran away from home one day? If yesterday's saint was a saint of going to school, a regular student, today's saint is a home study student. He was tutored at home by his brother, who was much older than he, and he happened to be, later on in life, a bishop. And his name was Leander, the Bishop of Seville. He was very, very strict with his youngest brother, whose teacher he was, and he was all the time correcting him and getting after him and lecturing him and giving him tasks to do when he didn't do his work correctly. Well, one day, Isidore decided, I've had enough. I'm running away. Not recommended. Don't try this at home, children. But he ran away from home because he wanted to get away from his brother and from his classes at home, his home studies. And he rested on his way, and he happened to rest near a well because he wanted to drink of water from the well, and he got looking at the well as he was resting. That's a good thing to do, is to look at things and think. And that's how you learn, actually. Well, as he was looking at the well, he noticed how over many, many years, the solid rock or stone that composed the well's walls had been rubbed away a little bit at a time by wet rope. The rope they used to lower the bucket and raise the bucket up again would rub against the stone wall, and eventually there's a big hole that had been made in the well over centuries, but very, very slowly. And it dawned on him, and he thought, I'm hard-headed, just like that stone is hard. But if I do my work a little bit at a time, and I stick with it, one of these days, I'll be successful, just as rope and water could rub away a stone. And so he went back to his brother, He took his punishment, and he went on to become one of the greatest minds of history. He wrote down all of the knowledge of the world, which after the fall of the Roman Empire during the Dark Ages would have been lost otherwise. He wrote 12 volumes of a book called Etymologies, or Origins, about everything about history and science and astrology and theology and mathematics. Everything that could be written down, he wrote down. That's why he's the patron saint today of the internet, of computers, because they say you can get any information you need at all from the internet, only we should always just use it only for good. And so he is the patron saint, and that is how he got started. I'm thinking of stone today, big, hard stones, because our Lord told them in the gospel today, roll the stone away so that Lazarus can come out. Lazarus had been dead for 4 years. It's First Friday today. And our Lord today for us and for those for whom we're praying wants to fulfill the promise that he made in one of the lessons of the Mass on Wednesday when we had two lessons or epistles before the gospel. And it's from the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel. And our Lord makes the promise, I will take away the stony heart from out of you. I will give you a heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit in the midst of you. You see, there's always some kind of a stone, children, that gets in the way and that it has to be removed. How will our Lord do that? How is a stony heart or hard, stony, stubborn head of mine ever going to be changed by the Sacred Heart of our Lord? Sometimes, as was St. Isidore's observation, it goes very slowly. So slowly you'd never even notice, just a little bit at a time. Sometimes it goes the Lazarus way. The scene in the gospel today is interesting. It's crowded, and everybody's got something to say, and some people are criticizing our Lord and saying, well, if he healed the sick, why couldn't he have healed Lazarus so that he wouldn't have died? And our Lord, seeing the people weeping and carrying on at Lazarus's tomb, he starts to weep too, because our Lord is weeping over our sinfulness. The Sacred Heart loves us, and he's sorry for us, because we always get things mixed up and we get all confused and everything. But then our Lord demands that the people help him, that somebody cooperate with him. He could have had angels move that stone away from the tomb's door, but he says, roll the stone away. So some of the men get together and they have to do it, and they roll it away. And it's only when they've done their part that our Lord says, come forth. And Lazarus comes forth miraculously. That's another way in which our Lord gets rid of our stony heart, and the Sacred Heart gives us a new heart. A heart of flesh, a heart with which to love God and love each other. The third way, do you remember the gospel that's going to be in a couple of weeks for Easter Sunday? How the women, very early on Easter morning, bought sweet spices, and they were going to go and anoint our Lord's body more thoroughly because they were in a rush on Good Friday. There wasn't enough time. And on the way, the ladies, there were three or five of them, they were saying to each other, well, who will roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? Because that's how people were buried. Then it was kind of like a cave, or the sepulcher was. And then there was a stone that was rolled into place to seal or to shut it. And they were worried about that. They were anxious. But when they got to the sepulcher, they saw that the stone was rolled back, and that our Lord had already risen. How did that happen? He passed right through the stone, because God can do all things. That's how some conversions happen too. Some conversions happen just instantaneously. It's just a miracle from God, like our Lord's risen body passing through solid stone early on Easter morning. And then the angels, they come, and you might say they clean up the scene afterwards. The angels rolled the stone away so everyone could see that the sepulcher or the tomb was empty. Well, that's how the Sacred Heart fulfills his promises for us still today, so many centuries after Lazarus and after his resurrection. Sometimes the stony heart of ours gets slowly worn away, maybe by our tears, by our confessions, by our prayers, and by our regularity. Sometimes somebody else does it for us almost. He cooperates with God's grace, and all of a sudden we become a new person. And sometimes Jesus, just in an instant, passes right through our stony hearts to change them for something holier and something better, and the angels help. Today at Mass, let us adore the Sacred Heart of Jesus and thank Him for His mercies, whether it be slow and methodical, whether it be kind of a public thing with the help of others, whether it be very emotional, or sometimes a conversion is very quiet and nobody would even know about it. And sometimes it's instantaneous and it's full of glory. That's the promise of Ezekiel that's still fulfilled today, and I think especially during Lent and on First Fridays with the sacraments. Our Lord says, I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a new spirit. I will take away the stony heart from out of your flesh. The Sacred Heart says, take away the stone. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.